This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Bélanger. Globalization is encouraging, sometimes forcing, workers to leave their home countries in search of employment. This poses a challenge for small countries that receive the migrants. One such country is Denmark. It has a population of about 5.5 million people. Recently, because of its thriving economy and its reputation for treating migrant workers well, it has seen an influx of many workers from abroad. The trade unions in the country are doing their best to learn how to involve migrant workers in all levels of the union. One example of this is an educational partnership between the United Federation of Danish Workers, known as 3F, and the Canadian Auto Workers Union, the CAW. Every year for the past 6 years, leaders and local union officers from 3F have been visiting the CAW in Toronto. They learn how the Canadian union works to integrate migrant workers, Aboriginal people, women, people of color, and members of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. I talked to some representatives of 3F while they were in Toronto. Per Christensen is the national secretary of 3F. I asked him why his union thought it was important to visit the CAW, the Canadian Auto Workers Union.
We have come to Canada all these years because it's very important to understand that factories, big companies are operating across borders. Big American, Canadian companies are operating in Europe. And we want to fight and be united in the labor movement. We have to understand that we have to work internationally. And if I should say just one thing that I am very impressed about is that the Canadian labor movement really had understand how to make new methods to organize, and I'm sure that will be what I'm taking back home: new way to look at membership, new way to organize new members, a new way to maintain the membership of the unions.
3F makes sure that local union officers are also involved in the activities with the CAW. Here is Lim Bjorndal, a shop steward with one of 3F's affiliated unions.
It's important for us to learn from CAW because they are way ahead of us in 3F and in Denmark in general when it comes to human rights, both ethics and disabled people and transgender, gay, lesbians, in many fronts. And that's a big lesson for me to learn. And I would learn how to include this in our own policies.
Another shop steward from 3F is Henning Askholm, who works in one of the country's largest grocery stores.
I participate in this visit at the CAW because I think it's very interesting that the government in Denmark and all over the world doesn't do enough for the inclusion of all immigrants, so that therefore the union has to do it.
Accompanying the 3F workers is a representative of Denmark's National Federation of Trade Unions, LO. Here is Erik Nielsen.
I think it's very important for the Danish trade union movement to be involved in issue like integration, inclusion, diversity, because it's over the world and also in Denmark that there's a lot of workers. They have they are fighting for their rights, the difficulties to negotiate and bargain their conditions, and we are also facing that we are losing a lot of members. We have to struggle for the members in the Danish trade union movement. So it's very important for us also to take care of these issues. And we can learn a lot from the Canadians because they have a lot of experience in how to fight at the workplace for their workers and also to ensure that they have decent living conditions. So we can share each other's experience. And I think it's very important. It is kind of you can say, global solidarity